when you say something like this, it is a high insult to a football player. But when you say it about yourself, well, all right. Well, let's hear it here. Jed Wills was asked a question about not playing against the Ravens, and here's the question and the answer.
I mean, you'd started the first 57 games every time you were healthy.
Yeah.
So how shocking was this to not?
It was pretty shocking. I mean, I decided myself that I made a business decision not to play after the Bengals game going into that Ravens game because I was injured. And then the next week is when I received the news. So, I mean,
do you think that they misinterpreted the business decision?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
And he used the term himself. I mean, you can't. I mean, that is an insult to a football player.
Ken, if he were a more prominent player, this would have been one of the biggest stories in the NFL.
Yes.
Because it's a guy that we all know is not going to be a Cleveland Brown next year.
Yes.
And an offensive lineman who just hasn't nearly. He had potential. I think we kind of liked him, you know, his first few years. And then that, I think there was always a question about how much.
The first year was all right. But
yeah.
Again, remember, he got like kind of sort of hurt in that like first week. And then it's like, ah, shin, and all this other stuff. I'm not necessarily sure. It goes further here. He was asked whether or not this sat well with the Browns.
It was just a quick conversation between me and Kevin, maybe like a minute long. He just told me I wasn't playing, and that was it.
So that didn't sit well with them, that you made this thing?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure.
And how does that work between you and the docs? Do they say, hey, you're good to go, and you're like, I'm really not good to go?
Oh, yeah, they just, I think it was Friday, I tried to do some stuff, just kind of see how I feel before practice, and it didn't feel good, so.
So do the docs clear him?
Okay, so
it sounds like the docs cleared him.
Yeah, he had, in the longer form that I had heard, he had said that he was like 70% or whatever. He sounded surprised that he was cleared in one of the games.
All right, here's Mary Kay asking if he was told to play despite his injury.
What did they say? Like, no, you got to get out there? And you were like, I can't?
Oh, yeah, they were just kind of asking me, like, what I felt, you know, what was wrong. You think that maybe you could make, like, a game-time decision, stuff like that. But I just ended up being inactive for that game.
Okay. So this is the end, right? That's it?
Yeah.
Because there's been plenty of Browns players who have made business decisions in the past. You just don't say it. You just don't say it. You do, for a million reasons, you just don't say it. Right? Especially for reasons like this, that when it's at 6:29 in the morning, we're talking about him admitting he made a business decision. Guys do that. Not the ones that we talk about for 30 years. Not those guys. Not the ones that give speeches in Canton. Not those guys. But you know, there are guys in the NFL they're playing for a team that's not too good. They know they might not be on, they might be on the outs with him. Here we are, a team that's not too good. He might be on the outs with him. And they make a business decision. And so the Browns, they got to make a business decision. Okay, well, you know what? We got to see what DeJuan Jones has over at left tackle because, well, we got to figure out what we have at right tackle. Maybe he makes a fine enough left tackle. The guy's the size of a mountain, for crying out loud. Maybe he will be able to do that. Tell him, I mean, this is, it's just not a good look.
Okay, it's definitely not a good look. It's definitely, it's finally an athlete's honest in this climate. Normally,
yeah.
An athlete would keep this to themselves and
fair.
Probably absolutely should have. My question is, immediately, I thought about Baker Mayfield, and I remember coming on the air telling Baker that I thought he was making a huge mistake trying to play through an injury because it was going to be bad for the team, but I also said it was going to be bad for his business. So how do I turn around now and rip on Jed? Maybe just that he was public about it, maybe just behind the scenes, but overall, just the larger picture, I thought Baker, in the short term, cost himself a ton of money trying to play through an injury.
That's a great point here.
So what do I say if I'm trying to be consistent here?
Well, did the doctors shut Baker down? Because, I mean, there was physical injury. Like, there was clear damage that was done with Baker's injury. By the doctors, they had said
Jed went over in that because Daryl posted the longer back and forth.
92.3thefan.com.
He did talk about some structural things and some things he had talked with his physician about, and he would say the same thing that there's stuff in there.
Well, the doctors
that messed
you
up, and also he said caused him to play. He said definitely impacted his play on the field.
Well, no kidding. I don't think he wants, but I don't think he wants to go out there and look bad. So, but again, there's. There's 4 years of evidence for fans that they don't care for him.
Right.
And then you have this. It makes him look bad. It makes Andrew Berry look bad during a 2-7 season. It's just, it makes the people that were involved with the draft pick look worse. It makes them look worse. There's just no doubt about this. That a guy comes out and he admits he's made a business decision. I rarely ever hear something like that. And I don't think I've ever heard that with the Browns. It caught me really aghast.
I listened to him talk at length, and my takeaway was this is a guy who has zero confidence and knows that he hasn't been playing well and is probably coming up with his excuses, whatever you want to call them, justifications or excuses. That they sound like excuses to us, obviously, because we don't like them. If we liked him and thought he was really good and thought he was going to be a part of the future of the Browns, we'd say, well, yeah, there's a reason he's not playing well. It's because of injuries. But he sounded like a guy that a lot of it's upstairs and he's grappling with that. And a lot of injuries do end up messing you upstairs. I think that happened with Darius last year.
Well, there's
Darius Garland was fully healthy the last 2 months of the year, had plenty of time to get back to normal with his weight and everything, but you could tell mentally he was not there.
He was fully physically healthy.
Yeah,
mentally, he was not healthy.
This is why we got to ask Greco about this at 8 o'clock, because I would probably say more at the end of the season. I will say now, I imagine there are... I would imagine there are questions along the locker room, and there have been in the past. There's your Easter egg of, hey, we tape it up and we go. Those guys have to be imagining that they tape it up and they go, well, why couldn't he go? That is one of the things that are wondered about. You know, if they get cleared, quote, because I guarantee you there are linemen all around the league are going, yeah, I got cleared by the doctors and I wasn't feeling very good, but you know what? I took the shot, I taped it up, and off we went. Now, they're not playing quarterback with the Cleveland Browns or not playing quarterback in the NFL, so there is a thing where, yeah, your performance can get in the way. And I think that, yeah, there's plenty of offensive linemen who are sitting there going, yeah, guys, it's week 8. Of course I'm hobbled. What are you talking about? It's week 8. They all get hobbled.
Well, this is
so.
This,
I think that there is
Kenny. We've had Joe Thomas on how many times? That guy could have missed so many games.
Yes,
he did. He's also a Hall of Famer. Yeah, you know, Jed Wills, whether he's healthy or not, is not a Hall of Famer. And maybe a guy like Jed. This is where it sounds like I'm sticking up for him. I'm really not. It's not like we've been all in on him. We've had questions. We were hopeful that he could turn it around because left tackles are really brutally hard to find. But if you have somebody who's not good when he's healthy. Mm-hmm. And inconsistent, what's it going to be like when they're injured? Joe Thomas injured was still an all-pro. Huge difference.
Yeah, it's...
He's not getting his quarterback killed.
No, he's not. But I'd be willing to go as far as... I wonder if there's some resentment in other quarters of the locker room there. Where it's like, hey, I got to play for my future as well, and I'm taping it up and we're going here. And maybe I'm not feeling the very best, but we're going to go out there and we're going to give it the old try, especially since we're 2-7 right now. This is something that is not a bombshell in the locker room. I guarantee it's been discussed, but it's a bombshell for us.
Kenny, it's so strange. I can tell we're looking at each other going, we haven't heard this before. This is so bizarre to hear someone who is also up for a contract. And like whoever ends up signing him in the offseason,
yeah,
the fans are going to be like, well, he played for Cleveland. They were out of it. Is he really going to play through? And we're going to send that audio to them, and they're going to be like, we signed this guy. This was our prized offseason acquisition. Because
yeah.
He's going to sign with somebody, right? It's like he's out of the league.
I would have no. He'll get a chance to sign with somebody. Somebody will look at him and go, I could probably fix him.
Yeah, it's a Browns problem. It's
Cam Irvin,
but
still
there
the
will be.
Right. Well, that's true.
But this is the thing about an offensive lineman, and damn it, this is something that would be like, hey, we'll give him a chance. We're not going to give him a contract here. That a lot of this stuff, it's like, hey, if you're slow, we can make you a little bit faster. If you're basically, if you're willing to put in the work, they will work with you. Like Alex Leatherwood, when he was cut like a year in, it's like, oh, that's a huge red flag. And I know he was on the Browns practice squad. That's a huge red flag. It's like, okay, somebody will bring him in and put him on a P squad, but will they make him a starter? I don't think so. And so there's a lot of stuff where it's like, will you be willing to learn what it takes to do that? And these offensive line coaches, whether we like them or not, these guys all talk. Coaches are coaches in general. It's a very small group in the totality of things. So they say a lot of these things about guys and a lot of stuff about offensive line, D line as well. It's all effort-based. We'll get to this coming up with John Greco at 8 o'clock.